This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on how residents can help with the survey.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Trump administration officials say the change is meant to cut down on fraud. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its food waste evaluation, studying ways the state can reduce the amount of food waste ending up in landfills. According to the evaluation, around 4.5 million tons of waste was put into Wisconsin's landfills last year, about 20% of which is estimated to be food waste. Food waste covers anything that was previously edible, as well as scraps like bones or shells. The Department of Natural Resources is working to cut the amount of food waste in the state in half by 2030. Current proposals to reach that goal include things like expanding the available food waste processing options in the state, promoting more food donations, and using certain kinds of food waste as animal feed. An estimated 15% of food waste is ending up in landfills, the second highest percentage destination after food waste being used for land application. With the evaluation complete, DNR officials will begin meeting with community leaders and state government officials to explore new options and incentives for reducing food waste. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday to announce a significant funding boost for public school libraries across the state. During a visit to Memorial High School in Eau Claire, Secretary of State Godlewski announced $73.5 million in funding for public school libraries this year. The total represents a roughly 5% increase in funding over 2025. The libraries can use that funding for a wide variety of needs, ranging from getting new books to implementing new technology and making more research materials available. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has officially opened an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of Black History Month. The showcase will be open on the third floor of the Davies Center for the month of February. According to UWEC officials, the exhibit features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court and technically bans an AI system from marrying another AI system. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election, but the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The sheriff's office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program, and Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored 4 goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with high temps in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with low temperatures near 20. Partly sunny, breezy, but milder on Saturday with a high near 53, all the way up to 65 on Sunday. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.